I could imagine you doing like television for Channel 5 or some other radio gig or something sports related.
You're very straight-laced.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know me that well. Okay.
So I would never imagine that you have a stand-up comedy career? What?
I was not ready. I was working on material, okay?
Well,
I wasn't ready to disclose it, and I'm not sure I'm ready now, but,
well,
but you heard
you
the tape.
No choice,
did you
no.
hear
no
it?
Choice. I heard the tape. It's
is
pretty
it good?
Funny. No,
all
it's
right.
pretty funny.
All right.
That's the weird thing is Fernando got game when it comes to stand-up
you
comedy.
You just don't know when I leave the station.
All right, so okay. Some P1 rolled tape on this at, what, the Improv or something?
Yeah, this is the Dallas Improv. And if you're going to do stand-up, Fernando, don't do it in this town where you know we're going to find out about it.
Right. I'll keep that in mind.
All right, so let's take a listen at this exclusive hidden audio of Fernando's stand-up routine.
Huh. So I tell the monk, hey, I can't go in there. I'm a married man.
That was kind of weak.
You know, speaking of family, you know where I took my family for vacation this year? You know, my son has gotten big time into American history. He's always bugging me, Daddy, Daddy, where are you going to take me? Where are you going to take me? So I told him, I'll tell you where I'm going to take you. Monticello.
Did I telegraph that? I thought it was good when I telegraphed it.
This Monticello, you know, Thomas Jefferson was actually sleeping with his slave, Sally Hemings. It's true. He was actually sleeping with someone held captive there to do his every bidding. Hey, my wife's been doing this for years.
Oh, wife jokes.
Oh, boy.
You know, my wife, she is a piece of work. Hey, I'm going to have to be buried at sea just to keep her from dancing on my grave.
Well, you're not going to miss
it. It laughs.
You know, why don't we ever go somewhere for our anniversary? So I say, okay, you know, well, where do you want to go? And she says, somewhere I've never been before. And I said, how about the kitchen?
Is it working?
Well, they're basic jokes.
Yeah,
is it working or not?
They love him.
You know, I'm trying to be sweet and romantic. You know, it's important to be sweet and romantic. You know, so we always hold hands. Because if I let go, she shops.
The old standbys.
I mean, she'll buy anything that's marked down. Last week, she came home with an escalator.
Brought out the A material.
Seriously, we have 3 children. We have a great life. Thank you. We have a great life.
But they were happy with that.
You know, I can say something that a lot of people can't. Despite our disagreements, I can say that I've been in love with the same woman for 13 years.
Yeah, they love you. Yeah, that's nice.
Family audience, I guess.
Now, if my wife ever finds out, she'll kill me.
You guys didn't know I had this talent, did you?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, bless her heart, my wife, she's gotten fat.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
beautiful.
So fat, now she's got more chins than a Hong Kong phone book.
That's one I might have to cut out when I'm ready to go live.
Beeper goes off, people think she's backing up.
Why are you throwing her under the bus?
Yeah.
She puts her lipstick on with a paint roller these days. When she wears yellow, people yell, taxi, taxi.
She's killing. Boy, they love Fernando.
You know, I don't know why she's gotten so fat. Perhaps she's been eating too many breakfast quesadillas.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Another kind of telegraph line, but what the heck.
Now he's going to take a sip of water.
You know, as many of you know, I'm the producer for the Dunham and Miller Show. Yes.
Mildly popular.
Radio 13th on the ticket, yes. You know, it's a weird job being a radio producer. You know, it's just crazy. It's like just weird, crazy job, or, you know, just crazy. You know, and I think we all have a little producer in us. You know, you might be a radio producer.
Stolen, but hey.
If you don't like answering phones, although you get paid to do it, you might be a radio producer.
Self-deprecating always works.
If you screen out every decent call, but let through every mediocre fan whose only qualification is that he'll spend 7 minutes talking to you off the air, you might be a radio producer. If you jump on the air indiscriminately, merely to avoid answering a bunch of blinking phone lines, you might be a radio producer.
He is killing
it. Thank you so much. Hey, I just want to say thank you. Absolutely. Hey, listen, I just want to say how much fun it's been being here. Well, looks like I've got a telephone call. Hello? Speaking? Right. No, right. Right. Yeah, right. Right, no, but... Yeah. Right. But you see... Right. Yo, yes. Right. Oh, certainly, but right. No. Right. 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 But the thing that Right. Right. No. Wait a second. Hey! Who you calling a... Hey!
Boy,
thank you so much for coming out. Thank you very much.
So would you release it?
Wow. Boy, that's incredible, Fernando.
Incredible.
Pretty good.
I did not think I was ready. Don't know if I am or not.
The timing, and it's just amazing.
Let's take inventory. He played the hits. He did Breakfast Quesadillas.
Yeah, they love that.
Although you threw your petite wife under the bus for being fat.
Just kidding.
Making up material.
Just kidding.
Get laughs.
Yeah, you got to do that as a comic.
He did Monticello.
Yeah, which people love Monticello.
And then the Bob Newhart style phone call featuring Wright.
Well, sometimes you have to borrow from other people.
And they all knew it was coming when that phone rang and he did the... Hey, right. Looks like I've got a phone call.
Hey, and you know it's good when you telegraph and you still get the laughs.
Right. Oh, they loved it. And they loved it when you segued into you might be a producer.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. You think I'm ready to release it?
Just let us know when you're going to be performing.
Well, I didn't think it was good enough.
Yeah, we'll promote it.
Clearly good enough.
Some non-disclosure for you here on the Dunham and Miller Show.